Blog Talk Radio.
All right, let's get it. One single mind. Let's see if this is it.
What are you afraid of? What are you scared of?
I don't want that one. I want him to. I want him to yell at you, motherfuckers. Here we go. Let me see if this is the one. Hold on. I want this one. Let me see if I can.
So, how do we begin to nurture that hunger? What are the characteristics or the qualities of people that are hungry? What will it take for me to get some of the things that I want?
Think about this.
Being hungry for those things. Number one, you've got to work on yourself. It's very important that you engage in an ongoing process to develop you. Spend more time on yourself than what you've been spending. The next thing, part of what feeds that hunger, you've got to develop a sense of urgency. The next thing that begins to nurture that hunger, honor yourself as your word. Don't give your word out lightly. When you throw your word out there and you don't honor it, it makes a statement about you that if I speak it, I'm going to live it. It's who I am because I want my life to reflect my words and honoring who I am and what I express. Another challenging area in terms of nurturing and developing that hunger in yourself is learning the art of becoming single-minded. Learning how to concentrate. Learning how to focus in. And you'll be surprised of the things that you're able to do. Of the people that you'll be able to attract. Of the opportunities that you'll be able to see. You'll begin to see things that have been standing there looking you in the face saying, I can't believe this has been here all this time.
The following is rated TV MALSV. It contains strong language, violence, and nudity. It is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
Hold on, wait. Let me stop that shit. Now that we're talking about fucking and shit like that, let me see if I can find the old school shit. Hold on. Let me see if I can find my old school shit. The good shit. Hold on. Let me see. Hold on, guys. Y'all know what I'm looking for, and I think this is it. Let me see if this is it. Hold on. Check this out, guys. Y'all ready?
Now, I see what the fuck's in front of me, and I don't pretend it's something else. Yeah. I was fucking her, and now I'm going to fuck you if you don't piss me off or open your yap at the wrong fucking time. The only time you're supposed to open your yap is so I can put my fucking prick in it. Otherwise, you shut the fuck up. Now, hold on to that.
Yeah! The following is rated TV MALSV. It contains strong language.
All right, let's stop. All right, what's going on, guys? Y'all want to call in? Hey, man, y'all want to call in, man? Y'all can call in at 515-605-9373. The lines are open now. Alfredo, I'm waiting for you to call in. The lines are open. Come on in. The lines are open. We are chopping it up. I'm just trying to find let me see if this is it. I'm trying to find what
you're talking
about. Now I see what the fuck's in front of me, and I don't pretend it's something else. Fucking her, and now I'm going to fuck you if you don't piss me off or open your yap at the wrong fucking time. The only time you're supposed to open your yap is so I can put my fucking prick in it. Otherwise, you shut the fuck up. Now, hold on to that. Huh? You don't linger on about it. You don't fucking go around weeping about it. And you don't behave like a kid with a sore fucking thumb. You know, look, go sucking it. No, my poor fucking thumb. I mean, you gotta behave like a grown fucking man. You understand?
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up, huh? Give me that. You suck my dick and shut the fuck up, huh?
Yeah! Yeah!
The following is rated TV MALSV. It contains strong language, violence, and nudity. It is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
Welcome to the Alpha Syndicate Dating Radio Show, live from the Planet Man, with your hosts, Steve the Dean Williams, and the Freak of the Week, the Month, the Year, my boy, Rhyme Saboteur. This show teaches 100% natural game. No pickup lines or tactics to memorize. This show is...
That That's the old school shit. All right, let me bring it 305. What's your question, bro? Dog, what's up, man? What you got, brother?
What's going on, Steve? This is Alfredo.
All right, Alfredo. What's up, man? Hey, that's from Deadwood.
Boy, chilling, bro.
Okay, go ahead.
What's going on? Hey, man, I know you talking about the topic is about friends. Don't fuck all that. I ain't know about no friends. All right, everybody should know about not to get the hell. You got to be on no friend zone. Well, I already told you about my situation earlier ago. But,
okay, all right,
I met another one.
Hold on, Alfredo. Everybody asking about that clip. That clip is from Deadwood. It's a TV show on HBO called Deadwood. I'll find the clip and I'll post the clip. But go ahead, Alfred. I'm gonna listen to you, dog. Go ahead, man. You got it. What's going on? So you trying to get into a woman? What's up, man?
No, so I told you I spend most of my time over at the gym. So I met another one, and usually when I go on talk holler at females, I just go direct. But this time I went indirect. So I just compliment. I saw her shirt. Saw her with a shirt saying, I'm out there doing my ad work there, and I saw her had a shirt on saying, let's get physical. So I use that as an opener. So I'm just saying, like, oh, you must like that song or whatever. And I just picked up the conversation from there.
What'd you
say?
So
I was just talking to her. She said, oh, yeah, I love that song. Yeah, I love that song. And yeah, and like, that's your motivation song. She said, oh, yeah. And I'm like, what's your name? She said, her name Ashley. So I was just keeping up the conversation from there. And
No. You know exactly what you said. What did you say, though? Okay, you talked about let's get physical. Then what did you say after that? What did you say after that?
Well, it was still like I didn't get to the sexual part. I guess I just started getting to, I just said, oh, I like that song too, and you know, I like that shirt of yours. And you know how I am, man. I don't know what you're about to tell me. I already know what you're about to say.
Listen. Why is it when I'm trying to make this as simple as possible, why do you try to fuck it up?
I didn't know. You know how I am. I can't
that's
remember
physical.
Exactly everything.
Physical.
Yeah, exactly. People put the video, we was like doing a little dance or whatever, you know, and then like 30 to 45 minutes. I'm making the story short. So I'm like, okay, cool. I mean, let me let you get to work. Well, hey, let's get together sometimes. I gave her my number, but I really exchanged his number because, you know, she was still doing her thing or whatever.
Okay.
And I told her, hey, we can go, let's go off. She was telling me that, oh, she in school right now and she about to leave and go out of town. And I'm like, okay, cool. So she doesn't know exactly when she's going to leave. So I'm like, okay, cool. So, like, you know, how about we get together? Let's go out for Smoothie King since she doesn't drink or, you know, go
okay.
eat ice cream
okay.
or whatever.
You
so I'm like,
King?
Okay, we can do that.
Okay.
Yeah, so
okay.
I told her, so when are you free? She said, Sunday. I'm like, okay, cool. What time? She said, at 4:00. So I'm like, okay, 4:00 on Sunday. I'll meet you there. So we just exchange the numbers from there. So the reason why I'm calling is because
what day was this?
That was yesterday, Monday. I think it's Wednesday now, but it was Monday.
Did you talk to her anytime after that?
On that same day after when I got her number? We exchanged numbers?
After you set the date up, have you said anything to her?
Not afterwards.
Why?
That's the reason why I called, because from that point on, you know, because usually when, you know, I like you said, like when it comes from the conversation starts, you know, it's not that I'm not good at it. It's just that, you know, I don't know. Not, I just don't like really call. I don't really like talking to them. You when I'm trying to after I set something up. I don't know where I got that idea where once you exchange numbers or whatever, you don't say nothing or call them back until you see them on that day. And you made a point not too long ago about, you know, why you should keep their interest up during that time when you made something up, you know, and that's what I'm trying to understand. And that's why I'm trying to get to that point, because I realized that was a mistake that I did once before because I remember I said, huh?
You want me to go ahead and tell you how to do this? You want me to go ahead and do this with the music, though? You ready? Ready?
Ready? Yeah, you did it before, so go ahead.
All right, let me go ahead and show you what I would have said on...
But is it too late, though?
It might. I don't know. Let's see. I don't think so.
I don't want to.
Well, hold on.
I still shoot my shot for anything.
So you set up the ice cream. Wait, you set up the ice cream thing, okay? Right.
Right. Right.
And where is she going out of town? Where she said she was going out of town at?
She going back from my hometown back in Miami. I moved from Miami to Tennessee.
All right. I'm going to use Maryland because I'm from Maryland and shit. So I'm going to use Maryland instead of Miami. But I'm going to come in on Monday, but let me hear the music first. Hold on a second.
I hear you on that.
All right, hold on one more time. I'm down the number. The phone ringing. Or I'm texting. All right, here we go. Hey, what's going on? I'm texting. Hey, how you doing? Matter of fact, I'm either going to be on the phone with her or I'm going to text her, Alfredo, okay? But for me, I like to talk to her. I don't mind texting because I would text the same thing that's coming out my motherfucking mouth. So, you know what, the reason I call, hey, how you doing? Hey, what's going on with you, girl? How you doing? Yeah, you know what, the reason I call is because, you know what, I was kind of thinking about you. Or what I was thinking about? Well, you know what, it kind of dawned on me when you was over there with that Olivia Newton-John shirt on, dancing all crazy and everything. You know what, I found you to be very attractive. And you know what, I was just thinking about you. You know what, I just want to let you know, I just want to see what you're doing today. What you got going on and everything, and what's happening? You know, just my light. I'm doing light banter right now, and then she gonna tell me about her. But wait, check it out though, because I'm utilizing now. This is a Texan toolkit thing for you guys. Yeah, I'm gonna use this shit. So you know, I know you said you was going out of town to Maryland. I'm not using Miami. I'm using Maryland. Okay, because that's my hometown. I'm from the TV. So you know what? You know, it reminds me, you know, it's been a long time since I've been to Maryland. Last time I was in Maryland was, man, back in like 91. Because after I graduated, that was the last time I was in Maryland. And the thing that I love about Maryland, I love the weather. I love the time spent. Because like in Miami, I'm just using Miami. But the good thing about that is when you get back, I can't wait for you to take me out on a date. So you can tell me all about your trip to Maryland / Miami. But in the meantime, look, I just want to wrap this up. I don't want to take too much of your time, but I just want to let you know that you was on my mind and I was thinking about you. And if you're free later on tonight, give me a call. I'd like to talk to you and see what's going on. Now, that's either going to be hanging up or done texting, okay? First day, okay? This is Monday, okay? The date is on Saturday?
Sunday.
Oh, Sunday, okay. So, Monday she might send me a message that we probably go back and forth. Now it's starting to say, you know, 618, I'll bring you 1 second, dog. But this is when I start telling her, you know what? I say, you know what? What is the thing about Olivia Newton-John? I mean, I know you. Now, wait. Now, let me get it straight. 305. She was dancing, right? Shaking her booty and everything,
yeah.
Right? Well, what is it about that?
A little.
Right. But, okay, here you go. But what is it about that Olivia Newton-John song that had you dancing so much? Because what I'm thinking is I need to play that song a little bit more, because the way you were moving your body, girl, you are very, you're very sexy. Did you know how sexy you are? Something about your, hey, choose, take your pick. Smile, your eyes, you choose what you want to pick. Because what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to maneuver and get all the bullshit out of the way before we begin Sunday. Now, hold on, Alfredo. Let me, because I got you. Because I'm going to help you out. Let me grab this real quick call real quick. Hold on. Stay right there, Alfredo. I got you, dog. Let me ask 618. Did you have a question real quick, dog? What's up?
Yeah, what's going on, man? This is Corey.
What's good, big dog? How can I help you, brother?
Man, no, I was just listening to the show and shit, man. I just got put on Game TL's show.
Oh,
man, I heard you talking about niggas being in the friend zone.
Okay. Oh, yeah. We're going to do friend zone in a second. So stay right there. Stay right there. We're going to do friend zone. Let me help Alfredo out. Stay your ass right there, 618. We got you, big dog. I got you. Put you at. You stay there. But real quick, 305. So what I'm going to do at that point right there, 305, is that what I'm going to start doing is start using the conversation class, because now it's time for me to use some ethical, some reliables, and some accessibles. And through the ethical, reliables, accessibles, what's going to start to happen is we're going to start talking more about me, because with the homework assignments, all it is about you anyway. But now what I'm trying to get to, I'm trying to get to 10 o'clock. I'm trying to get to 11 o'clock. Because if I can get to 10 o'clock or 11 o'clock on a Monday or a Tuesday, by Wednesday, I think I can get her to play with her pussy. Because if I get to 10 o'clock or 11 o'clock, that means that we – remember, that means that she doesn't mind me making midnight calls to her. So if she doesn't mind me making a midnight call to her, she's not going to mind me making a video midnight call to her. You see what I'm saying?
All right.
So in between Tuesday and Wednesday or Thursday, because you got Sundays, you got a wiggle room. I remember, I'm moving fast. I'm skipping. I may even skip voice messages and go right to a video good morning. First thing in the morning I'm going to do, you know what? Hey, you know what? Hey, I just want to let you know, hey, I had a great time talking to you. And like I said before, I don't know much about Olivia Newton-John, but I just want to say, hey, good morning. When you get the opportunity, give me a call. You have a very nice day, sexy, using sexy. Get back at me. That's going to be video. I'm going to record a fucking video of me saying that, and I'm going to send that shit to her. Now, she may text me. She may send me a video. She may even send me a photo. But what I'm doing is I'm trying to get her used to starting to send video messages, because if I can get her to about, what, Thursday, 10 o'clock at night, wearing her bra, no bra, T-shirt and panties, oh, it's on then. Because then we're going to start flirting. Because I'm cutting through all the bullshit and I'm getting to more flirty. But I mean, that's more texting toolkit, more conversations and all the other stuff, figuring out what type of woman she is. Once I figure out her type, oh, it's over then. Because I know what she likes. I know what she likes sexually. And I know how to make that maneuver on her. You see what I'm saying, Alfredo? But
right,
you don't,
but like you said, but like you were saying, right? I haven't messaged her since afterwards, and this today is Wednesday night at Wednesday midnight.
Right. What you need to do is you need to message her in the morning and just give her a good morning. Say, you know what? I was just thinking, how you doing this morning? I was just thinking about you. How you doing? Just make it generic and simple, because you're starting at ground zero now. Okay.
Right. Okay. I got you.
You see what I'm saying? Make it simple,
all
generic,
right,
but start being a little flirty. You know what I mean?
Okay. Got you.
Think
okay.
About
okay.
Her
right.
That you find attractive. That's okay. Because the problem you're going to have is you don't know how to make that transition. You can't make that transition fast, because you kind of fucked it up by not starting on Monday. You're starting on Wednesday.
Right.
And by Sunday, you're not gonna be able to get to the dirty part, because you haven't flirted with her or anything like that. So that's gonna kind of mess that up. But there's nothing like hugs and kisses and things like that you can get to if you know what you're doing. Okay, big dog.
Right. I mean, I'm like, I'm pretty sure I can at least get something in on Friday. Something can change on Friday because it's only Wednesday. I know I missed like 2 days.
Well, so, you wasted today. So you can't don't try to push the issue. What I'm saying is you got to keep marinating the pussy to be able to get her to play with the pussy, okay?
You're right.
Because, like I said, listen. I know you've been listening, but I want to play it for you one time so you can understand if you know you are doing good with the woman, okay?
Okay, all right.
Because remember what's important here is how she replies back to whatever you say. And I love playing it, and we're about to get into the friend zone, 618. But what I'm saying is that if there's no excitement in her text messages, if she doesn't try to talk to you on the phone, okay, then you are kind of out, okay?
Yeah, I realize that.
Right, listen, real quick. I'm playing two of them. We want her excited.
Urgent message.
Why is it signed for the pie? I guess you're not up and at him yet. This is me. You may call me to get the message. All right? Thanks. Bye.
That's right there.
Urgent message.
Trying to get in line to call you. It's been, like, so problematic for some reason tonight. I can't get a dial tone to call you. So this is, like, my fourth location.
Okay, I'll stop right there. What I'm saying to you is this. When a woman is into what you're saying, 305, here's your problem. You didn't woo her enough to have her message you on Monday or Tuesday. So that's why it was important on Monday or Tuesday to get back on the track of getting her to play with her pussy before you go on a date. Now, you did good, but it wasn't moving. You see what I'm saying? It wasn't enough to make her say, damn, I wonder what he's up to. Let me go ahead and send him a message. Let me go ahead and say hi. Let me send him a smiley face. Let me send him a goofy fucking emoji type bullshit to these bitches. Let me do something, right?
Mm-hmm.
You didn't do that. So the problem is that now you got to kind of work it, okay?
Yeah. I got to put the extra work in. Right. You're right. I'm still working on that, like you said, you got your first impression is your best one. So if you don't make that count, then, you know, the outcome, it all depends on her.
Right. So, listen. What you want is this. Okay, this is the end game I want from you. And this, if you're doing it right. Now, let me explain to you guys. Now, this is some advanced shit. If you meet her on Monday and you know what you're doing, you can get her play with her pussy by Wednesday, okay? And by Saturday, I won't say, okay, you won't, okay, this is, I won't say this is going to happen, this can happen, but I want you to hear the power, okay? The reason I play these is because I want you to hear how they sound, because that's your gauge of knowing what's going on, because when you're doing it right, this is what you hear right here.
Check this out.
Press one. Urgent message.
Like, your phone cut me off, and I know that if you wanted to talk to me, you would, and you would make a way. So because you're not doing that, I can only look at it as, you know, you're upset, and it is fine if you want to be upset, but I was never upset with you. It's just you just jumped to that conclusion about everything, and it's just, you want to talk about disappointment? I mean, really, where was I when you did that to me? I totally did not give up on you. I mean, you got to give people time to work things out and understand that, you know, it's a lot. It's a lot that I'm dealing with here. Honestly, it's a lot that I'm dealing with. And, you know, maybe you don't get it. Maybe you don't understand that I'm dealing with a whole lot here. But that's what it is. And if you can't be understanding of that in terms of where I am, then maybe, yes, it should be the end, and you should do what you're doing right now, which is ignoring me and getting mad. Fine, you didn't speak to me, and you think I didn't do anything deliberately to upset you or whatever. Heck, all I know is that, you know, I'm giving you some space. You know, I told you I felt like I was a distraction. I'm giving you space. I don't know. I don't know what I was doing. I'm confused. And so that was the way I chose to deal with it. But the way you're treating me right now is like you're doing it because you're going like tit for tat. And that's just not even cool. Anyway, call me when you get this message. I really want to hear your voice. I really need to talk to you. And I need to talk to you. So call me and don't be acting like that towards me. That's probably the situation, how you normally deal with it, but that's just not going to work. So formulate your thoughts, processing and all that, whatever you need to do, and call me because I want to talk to you.
Here comes.
I'm so falling in love, and it's not a good thing because I know that this is ultimately not.
Shut the fuck up. Do you see what I'm saying, 305?
So.
But
yeah,
that's what
I'm trying to get to that point, but hey, you know.
That's it was
you
a
make
poor
mistakes,
God.
You keep on going.
Right, but that's why you need to listen to the show and listen to Uncle Dean and do what I tell y'all. Y'all need now. This is what I'm about to place a friend zone now, because let me tell you what you did wrong that a lot of guys do. You don't put your bid in the right way with these women, okay? And it's not just you. It's a lot of guys. So I'm a play a friend now. Look, yeah, I'm just grabbing the friend zone because I I'll throw you back in 305 because I got 618 and all this other stuff. But you got another question. Press 1, okay, big dog? But
yep.
Remember, you got to holler at her tomorrow, though, okay? You got to get it going. That keep it 100, okay? I'll throw you back in. So, everybody, we're going to do a friend zone show. And every once in a while, I love doing this show because a lot of you guys don't realize that you are never to be friends with the food. But for a lot of guys, you think that you can backdoor a woman into sex by being something that you cannot be if you want to have her face in a pillow and her ass up in the air, and that is trying to be her friend. Now, 937, God damn it, I'm about to do the show. Let me see, 937, do you have a question or are you listening, sir? Because I'm here to answer questions first. 937, do you have a question or are you listening?
Oh, it's just a comment.
What's up, big dog?
Oh, not much. I never catch your live streams at all. It's connections from earlier.
Yes,
yeah, I just wanted to say, just kudos to you and what you do.
You.
I got put on by you watching your old shows with O'Shea. So
yes, sir.
Yeah, I always watch the restreams. So I just wanted to say shout outs to you. I plan on buying a membership after some of my financial woes are taken care of. But yeah, that's all I wanted to say. So.
All right, do you have any questions?
Have a good night.
Before I go?
Oh no, I'll try to catch you on another live stream.
All right, relax. Okay, well sit back, relax, as we about to chill and do a friend zone show. So if you got a question, press 1. Okay, 937.
Okay. Oh yeah, I actually do have a question.
Was that show
called Friend Zone that you were playing earlier? The clips.
Yeah,
oh,
I got
okay.
some more. Oh, no, I got some new ones. Oh, you got to hear this shit.
Yeah, I work the night shift, so I never am usually able to catch you because I'm East Coast too. I'm from Ohio.
Okay.
So.
Okay, that's what's up.
Yeah,
I started the show at like 6, and I'm like kicking a bunch of shows off. So I'm in a good goddamn mood. So I'm gonna do a friend zone show and chop it up with you motherfuckers for a few more hours. So we're gonna talk about
you're killing
that.
It.
Yeah, I'm doing my – hey, dog, I got this energy, dog. I love this shit. So we'll put you back in. If you got questions, dog, press 1, okay, big dog?
Awesome. Appreciate it.
All right, thank you, sir. Thank you very much. Hold on. All right, real quick, 347, did you have a question before I play the friend zone? What's up with you, man? What's up?
Yeah, actually, I do. I was listening to that other call, and I was wondering that stuff that you were telling him, that's from, like, the texting toolkit and, like, conversation class today.
Yes, sir.
So that's like conversation 1 and 2?
No, that's no. Okay. What I did a little mixture of is conversation one, a little bit of conversation three, and I used a texting toolkit, the branch, and the types of women. So those were the things that I was using. Because the only way I can talk to her the way I want to is figuring out what type of woman she is. So so what I'm doing is I'm trying to put her through what I call the branch. Because the branch, once you know the conversation class and go with the texting toolkit, you learn about the branch. That means you take what she says, and then you got three options of replies. That's what I show you. You got three options. So every conversation you have is going to be brand new. It's going to be fresh, and it's going to be totally different that she's never seen.
So which one, like you were saying, how to like extend the conversation like over a couple of days, like which ones were you using to do that?
Okay. What I'm doing, because that's a little advanced, because what you're doing is, okay, sure. What you're doing is using one, two, three, and then you're going into dirty talk. So,
okay.
So that's for kind of like the advanced guys that like, okay, you know, I know I need to start off with conversation one, but I need to go ahead and move to two and three and then go into dirty talk. So before we go on the date, I'm a smash. We're about to play the friend zone thing, but again, this is very old, but let me show y'all what I'm talking about. Okay. A lot of guys, you know, they always say 347, Steve, what do you know about women? And, you know, Steve, you know, you old or you're married, what you can't do, blah, 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 blah. So one thing we always used to do, damn, dog, we should do. Dude, you know what I should do? Oh, shit, guys. Oh, shit. If my phone is charged up, you know, hey, guys, you know what the fuck we about to do? Guys, do you know what the fuck we about to do? Let me.
With the chat line? You doing the chat line?
Oh, shit. Guys, let me show y'all with your boy. Okay, what we're going to do real quick. All right, guys, it's y'all call. I know 618. Let me bring 618 in real quick. 618, I know we're doing a friend zone show, but let me ask you a question.
Yeah, I'm on.
You want to hear your boy on the chat line? I said, do you want to hear your boy on
the old school chat line?
I'm talking about doing it live.
Describe yourself and press the buttons and hear a bunch of bitches profiles.
Yeah, but the beautiful thing is I'm allow you guys in the chat room to tell me what to say to the women. I'ma let
right,
you bet. Guys.
I ain't been on that shit in a minute.
I'ma let you guys tell me what to say. And y'all right. can come up with the most outlandish shit you want to come up with, and I guarantee you, I will say everything you tell me to say, and I guarantee I'm going to have a bunch of bitches trying to get at me. That's how cold I am. That's how cold
right,
you are. I don't know if y'all ready for this.
All right, shit, I'm going to see what you're talking about. I'm going to make up some whole crazy-ass shit for you to say,
So what we going to do... What we going to do, guys, is your boy is about to do the – look, guys, I got a choice. We can do the friend zone thing or we can do the chat line thing. Which y'all, hey, we all want to do the friend zone or the chat line? I'm going to give y'all a choice. What do y'all want to do?
The chat line. The chat line, yeah.
All right, I got two chat lines. Hey, what do y'all want to do? Room? I'm going to give my chat dogs. What y'all want the dean to do? Do y'all want the dean to do the chat line? Or do y'all want this motherfucker to do the friend zone? I'm going to give y'all the choice. What y'all want, guys?
Hey, but look, that friend zone shit, how a nigga get stuck in the friend zone? That's impossible for me, man.
Well, you get stuck in the friend zone because a lot of you guys ain't trying to fuck.
Man, that's what I'm saying. I'm friends with bitches and I still fuck. That's friends.
No, what I'm saying, we can be cool,
hang out, you know what I'm saying? You do got a pussy. I got a dick. Put this rub on to get it going.
Yeah, but I ain't trying to hang out with the food, though, man. I ain't trying to hang out with the food.
You know what I'm saying? Sometimes some bitches be cool, though, but somehow, you know what I'm saying? That's all they hope.
Wait, hold on. Let me see here. Who's Bitter Dose? Okay, hold on. Let me see. 765, did you have a question or comment, sir?
Oh, you know who this is. It's just the one only Whiskey the Don, man, showing love.
What's up, Whiskey Don? What's up with you, man?
Shit, I'm chilling, taking a couple shots, about to fire up the laptop and shit.
Oh, fuck. Man, they already starting, dude. They want me to say I'm a gay bartender? Come on, OG. OG already started it all fucked up, man.
Hey, I'm just appreciating the overtime. This is what it's all about. I'm feeling the spirit, too, man. You done shot the Holy Ghost to the whiskey, man.
Yeah, hey, whiskey, man. Damn, dog. This shit started off crazy. Mother called in cussing my ass out. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I already heard all that. This shit is entertaining, man. This shit is more entertaining than anything and knowledgeable. So it's the best of both worlds.
That's what I'm trying to get you to the round of the table. All right, that good. I got a motherfucker that joined the hey guys, y'all gonna join my Twitch. That's Dating Help for Gamers. That's Dating Help, the number 4 gamers, because when I play video games, I chop it up as well. I think I got a new code, so I'm gonna try this, and if it doesn't work, we can't do the chat line. But if I can do the chat line, I need to make sure that I allow y'all motherfuckers to tell me what y'all want me to say. Remember, I'm only going to say what y'all tell me to say, and I guarantee I'm going to get them bitches. Just because I got a ring on my finger don't mean I don't know how to talk to motherfucking women, guys. Let's go ahead and... Let me see if I can work it first. If I can work the chat line, give me a second, guys. If I can set this shit up, let me see if I can set it up for before I even do this. Hold on a second. I don't know if I can do it. Man. Hold on, guys. Hey, Whiskey, mute yourself. You make a little noise. Just mute yourself real quick. Let me see something real quick. We're going to do a friend zone. We're going to do a little friend zone show, but let me see if I can do the... Let me see if I can do the fucking chat line thing. Hold on, sir. Let me see something here. If I can do the chat line, hold on. Let me see if I do that shit right. Cause I don't know if this code gonna work. Let me see if I can do this shit. Hold on. Let me see if it works. Hold on, I'm trying now. Hold on.
By continuing on the chat line, you agree to our terms and conditions and privacy policy, which can be...
Hold on. Let me see something. Hold on a second. Okay, I got it. All right. I got it. We can do chat line. All right, guys, we can do it. Hold on. Let me get my paper and pencil out. Now, guys, if y'all are new to the chat line thing, let me tell y'all the rules of the game. Now, what I'm going to ask you guys to do is tell me what you want me to say to introduce myself. Now, I can only take about 5 or 6. And I need it. You can be as filthy, dirty, and nasty, and disgusting as you want to be. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to take what you give me. I'm going to say that shit in a smooth way. And I'm going to get them bitches to bite and want to talk to me. I guarantee it. That's how cold your boy is. Because sometimes y'all got to see that this motherfucker here that you talking to is a bad motherfucker. So when I got my paper and my pencil, let me switch over because I know y'all motherfuckers going to be saying some crazy ass shit. So let's see here. Okay, so what is it you want me to say to women? Come on, let's start. Whiskey, what do you want me to say? Go ahead, Whiskey, I'll let you start. What do you want me to say to these bitches?
Can you hear me?
Wait, I hear you now. What you want me to say, Whiskey? What's the first thing you want me to say?
You put me on the spot, making me start off. I don't know. You like to suck dirty toenails.
Okay, dirty. I like
this is random. No, I didn't expect this.
Okay, that's good. I'm writing dirty toenails. Okay, what else? Anybody else in the chat room? Right now, I'm saying I like dirty. I like to suck dirty toenails. Okay, you guys, what else do y'all want me to say? Y'all tell me what you want me to say. I'm gonna write it down. I'm gonna say that shit in my smooth ass way, and I'm gonna get them bitches to bite. What else? Come on, I'm waiting in line. What y'all got? Come on, chat room. What y'all want me to say? Come on, I'm waiting. Chat room, come on. I know y'all got some fucked up ass shit. Come on, what y'all want me to say? Right now, I suck dirty toenails. What else y'all want me to say? Oh, man. Tell them you want to fuck Raw. Really? All right. Hey, Rob. That's Rob. Rob.
Crazy.
All right, I'm going to write that down. I want to fuck Raw. Okay.
I think I already set the bar for nastiness, man. I think I already ruined it.
I know we set the bar for nastiness. Anything else, guys? Y'all let me know. Say my penis is 3 inches. I got a 3-inch dick. All right. Okay. I'm gonna tell them. I'm gonna fuck roll my 3-inch dick. Okay. Say you like to drink bath water. Wait, all right, Chris, hey, I got a 3-inch dick. I'm going to say that already. I'm going to say I got a 3-inch dick. Hold on, Corey. I need something. But come on. I drank the bath water. That's too light. Give me some heavier shit. Give me some fucked up shit.
I got ringworm on my butt cheek.
I would use that, but look, you already said that. Hold on, I got 719. Hold on, y'all keep doing. Let me see what 719. Hold on, dog. 719, what you got for?
Yo.
What's up, big dog?
What's good? It's your boy, the West Slinger. But yeah, let them know. Tell them you want to lick the earwax out of their ears.
All right. You said it, 7-1. Lick the earwax out of their ears. All right, 719. I got you in. What else you got? I got sweaty balls. All right. I got sweaty balls. Y'all going hard. All right, I got sweaty balls. All right. What else? I love to eat female ass. Okay, AP, I'm going to say that shit. I love to eat ass. Women ass. Okay, female ass. Okay. Okay. Let me see. I'll say 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Give me something else. Give me something else real quick, guys. What else y'all got? Come on. I love to. I'm going to say all this shit. Okay.
I hope you girl like to smoke, because I'd be staying higher than giraffe pussy.
Man, no, fuck no. No. I'm going to take AP, Chris. What else you got? No, a bud dose. Bud dose. Look, dog, just be patient, dog. You'll see what we doing, dog. I'm just showing you the skills right now. Hold on, give me a second, dog. Because you're like, what the fuck is going on? See, a lot of y'all guys don't know what's going on, so let me explain what's going on. What I'm going to do is, I like to motorboat big titties. Really, really, George? Really, George? Really, George? I like to motor. Hold on. I used to be a gay stripper, man. That's really fucking foul, man. Come on, man. Come on. I want to eat you on your period. God.
Wow.
All right, man. Lang. Look, that's some fucked up shit. I'm going to write that down. Eat on period. Okay, that's really fucked up, Kevin. But you know what? That's
getting ratchet.
I know y'all getting ratchet as fuck. All right, eat on your period. Okay, I'm going to mention period. Okay, now, wait, Eli, hold on, Eli. Wait, Eli, don't go yet. I want to show y'all the skills. Don't leave, Eli. All right, guys, let me explain what I'm about to do here to show y'all the man mindset and how this works. I have a dating chat line on the man mindset. And what I like to do to show you guys, no, I know you do. I'm just saying for everybody else who doesn't know that's listening. What I like to do from time to time, and we'll still do the Friend Zone show thing, so don't worry, we'll do it, we'll get it all in. But what I like to do from time to time is I like to show y'all motherfuckers how bad your boy is, okay? I want to suck the life out of their titties. Damn, Beverly. All right, look, I live with my mom. Okay, God damn it. Hold on a second. My mom said I look like Steve Harvey. No, I'm going to say I live with my mom, okay? Damn. Okay, that's it. Okay, now look, let me explain what's going on. So I wrote these things down. Now what I'm going to do is I'm going to get on the chat line and I'm going to say I suck dirty toenails. I want to fuck raw. I got a 3-inch dick. I want to lick the wax out of your ear. I have sweaty balls. I like to lick female ass, eat you out on your period, and I live with my mom. Okay? Now, this is unscripted. I'm going to take what this is, and I'm going to turn it into some smooth-ass shit, and I'm going to get these bitches to want to talk to me. That's I'm going to show you how cold I am. Y'all, sometimes y'all need to see what the fuck I can do just to see what the fuck I am, because y'all don't understand. Hey, this shit is easy. Now, y'all have given me this list, and I will say it one more time. I suck dirty toenails. I want to fuck raw. I got a 3-inch dick. I love to lick earwax. I have sweaty balls. I like to lick female ass, even if she's on her period, and I live with my mom. So fuck all y'all. First, I want to say to all you guys, fuck y'all. I love y'all, but y'all saying some fucked up ass shit. But you know what? Y'all ready? Here we go. I'm calling it right now. Give me a second. I'm calling it right now. I'm going to log in, and I'm going to say that shit live. Here we go. Hold on a second. Here we go. I'm setting it up right now. Hold on a second. Okay, here we go. Okay, I got to press one. Hold on. Press one, members. Okay, then I press this number. All right, here we go. Hold on. All right, almost there. Here we about to go, guys. Here we go. All right, here we go. Here we go. Hold on. I'm gonna set it up. Hold on. All right, here we go. Hold on. I gotta set a pin up. Hold on. I'm about to do this shit. Come on, bitch. All right. She's talking to me. Hold on. I'm about to do this shit. Hold on, guys. Here we go. Hold on. Come on, bitch. She's talking. Hold on. All right, here we go. All right, here we go. I had to put a pin in. All right, here we go. All right, we're almost done. Okay. All right, here we go. Here's time. Here we go. Right, here we go. All right, here we go, guys. Here we go. I'm about to say. Hold on. Nope. Hold on. Nope. I'm going to go live.
Continue to live greetings now. Press 4.
All right, I'm press 4.
You'd really like to chat about.
Here we go.
Your greeting will be rejected if you ask for phone numbers.
Here we go.
Here we
go, guys.
60 seconds.
Hey, what's going on, beautiful, beautiful, sexy ladies out there? How you doing? This is the man who loves sucking dirty toenails. I'm the guy that loves to fuck raw, if that's the thing that you like. Now, don't get me wrong, ladies. I may have a 3-inch dick, and I might want to lick the wax out of your ears, and I might even have sweaty balls. Some might even say I like to lick ass. Now, yeah, even if you are on your period. But I do live with my mom, so please don't make that or don't put that on. But you know what? I'm looking for someone sexy, single, and free. And if this is you and you are sexy, I promise you, you get on with me, I'm going to move mountains in your mind. Only the sexy and serious reply. I look forward to hear from you. And if my mom comes in this room, I'm going to hang up this phone. But until then, I don't mind licking that ass. And I don't mind sucking those toes. So get back with me. All right, baby girl. Okay. Hold on, wait. That shit don't sound. I'm gonna do that shit over. It don't sound. Hold on. Let me plug this shit in and say that shit like it sound all fucked up. Watch this. Let me say this shit. Fuck y'all. I'm gonna do the say it over. Hold on a second. Hold on. I'm gonna do it again. Hold on. That sound good. Sounds bad. I'm gonna do it over. All right, hold on, guys. Here we go. Hold on. No, can't do it again. Got to do it over. I'm going to do it over because it sounds better with this. All right, here we go. All right, here we go. I'm going to do it now. Here we go. Here we go. Hey, how you doing, sexy ladies out there? This is your boy, Steve, who loves to suck dirty toes, who loves to fuck raw. Now, don't get me wrong. I might have a 3-inch dick. And I even might lick the wax between your ears. Maybe I have a little bit of sweaty balls. Maybe I like to lick ass. Maybe even if you're on your period. But don't judge me because I live with my mom. What I want to do is I want to talk to someone that's sexy, single, and beautiful. If you're looking for a man that's going to be down and show you things that you've never heard before, call me. Tell me what you want. Tell me what you like to do. Tell me what you like to do in the rain. What do you dance to? Tell me your fantasies. Tell me what you got going on. Now, don't get me wrong. If my mom comes, I'm going to have to hang up this phone. But if she doesn't, I'm waiting to hear from you. Only the single sexy apply. Damn. Hold on. I got to do it again. It's too fuzzy. Hold on, I got to put it away. Hold on. I'm going to do it one more time. Last time. Here we go. Here we go. I'm going to pull away. I was too close. Here we go. Last time. Hey, all you beautiful, sexy women. How you doing? My name is Steve. Now, don't judge me or anything, ladies. I love to suck toes. Don't judge me because I love to fuck raw. Now, maybe I have a 3-inch dick. Maybe I love to lick the wax between your ears. But hey, not every guy has clean balls. Yes, my balls may be a little sweaty. Yes, I like to lick ass. Maybe I'm a little bit freaky and I might want to eat you out on your period. But outside of that, don't judge me because I live with my mom. Judge me because if you are a sexy single woman and you're looking for someone to move mountains in your mind, hit me up because I'm going to tell you things that I want to do to you that nobody on this chat line is going to tell you. Now, if my mom's around, I got to go. But as long as she's not here, allow me to say dirty things to you of what I want to do to your mind, your neck, your body in such a sexy, sensual way. You will be playing with your pussy when I get hold of it.
Fuck. Shit.
All right. Here's the problem. Every time I'm doing it, it's getting some feedback. Oh, fuck. I'm going to have to pull this away. Okay. I got you, God. One more time. I'm going to pull it away. I'm going to pull the phone away. This is the last one. Here we go. It's the last one. Fuck. Got to pull the thing away because it sounds so messed up. Here we go. Hey, all you sexy ladies out there. Let me introduce myself. My name is Steve, and I don't want you to judge me. I love to suck dirty toenails. I love to fuck raw. Now, maybe I have a 3-inch dick, but that's here nor there. I love to lick the wax out of your ears. Maybe I have a little bit of sweaty balls, but I won't tell you. Also, I love to lick ass. That's our secret. Now, if you're on your period, it's something even more special. But last but not least, yes, I do live with my mom. But if my mom's not around, allow me to be dirty, talk nasty. If you are looking for someone to move mountains in your mind, hit me up. Because, girl, if I get hold of you on this phone, I'm going to tell you how I'm going to take my tongue, French kiss, suck and blow on you, touch you, and make you put yourself in a way that nobody else on here is doing this. So if you are down, hit me up. Only the sexy and single reply. I look forward to hearing from you.
That's good. Fuck it. Fuck it. It sounds bad, but I'm going to go with it. I'm going with it, guys. Fuck it. It sounds bad. Listen. Okay, that's okay. Shit, we're going with it, dog. We're going with it, fellas. Here we go. Hold on. Here we go. We're going with it. Hold on. Here we go. All right, accepted it. Here we go. All right, here we go. Here we go. We're about to go in, guys. About to go in. Here we go. All right, hold on. A sexy single man looking for a sexy single woman. All right, here we go, guys. All right, here we go. All right, here we go, guys. I'm saving it. Here we go.
Reading and name have been saved.
Here we go, guys. So I've done it. Let's see how many. Let's see how many women I pull off this shit.
When you are logged into the chat
line. All right, she's talking. Here we go. Here we go. All right, here we go, guys. Chat line. They will do the friend zone. Here we go. All right, here we go.
I have huge tits, huge cuts, a fat ass, and I'm looking for an older man.
Damn, hold on. Let me keep going, dog. Y'all, just keep going.
To send a private
message
to this caller.
No, I'm not sending a message.
Press 1.
Hold on, let me keep going.
To request a live chat with this caller, press 2.
I think it's 3.
To hear the next reading.
I'm going 3. All right, here we go. I'm going to keep going until we get the first call.
Hello, gentlemen. My name is Abby. Fuck
Abby. Keep going.
No, guys.
Fuck her. I'm just waiting for my messages. Let's see how many
hey,
I get.
Hey, and this is Alicia. I'm a helper of mine that kinky.
All right, here we go.
Hello.
Rosebud, you're like Rosebud. Hey, hold on a second. Hold on. Let's keep going. Let's keep going. Hold on. I'm trying to get a new message. Fuck, I'm just going through these things. Let me see how many messages I get.
Yeah,
still
baby.
Nothing.
Honey.
Still nothing. Still nothing. Still nothing. Shit. Hold on, we're about to do the friend zone thing in a second. I'm trying to come on, shit. Man. Here we go.
You have received a private message from.
First, that's one.
Oh,
shit.
To accept, press 1.
Do you have a daddy that I can teach to have phone sex with?
I don't want to have phone sex with. Let me keep. I don't know what the fuck she's saying. I'm going to the next one. Shit. Shit. This phone and shit.
Yeah.
What the fuck she's talking about?
To request a live chat with this caller. Caller, greeting.
One. Hold on.
Hello,
nope.
You might have won today's pay now, dude.
Yeah. I hope everyone's doing a good
Hold on.
Hi, I'm Roxy.
So, I don't give a fuck. Keep going.
Hi.
Hello, nope.
Hi, my name is Katie.
Nope. Nope. Fuck no, hold on.
Press 2.
Shit.
Hear the next greeting. Press 3. You have received a private message
2.
From
Ashley.
All right, let's see what she got there. Let's see what she says.
Hi, guys. I like to talk to you, too.
You replied.
All right, fuck her.
Press
But that's two right there, guys. That's two. That's two bitches. Hold on. That's two. I'm going to try to get to five, and then we're going to do the friend zone. Come on. It's going to be a tough one. I'm trying to get to five, guys. I can't use the line. It's not going to work.
Hey, this is Lexi. I'm an attractive.
Fuck you, Lexi. Here we go.
Hey, fellas. This is me. I'm
5'7".
Hi.
This is struggling here. I got
yeah,
two. I'm going to try to get at least five of these bitches.
Hey, what's up, bitch? Pamela.
Fuck.
Nope. Hey guys, it's Jesse.
That's Jesse.
You have received a private.
Three bitches. From... Who's this? Black Cherry. That's question. Let's hear Black Cherry.
To reply to this message.
All right. Let me keep going. I'm trying to get to five, guys. Let me see if I get to five.
I'm here.
I'm trying, Eli.
Well, hello there.
Let me keep going. Fuck you.
Hi.
Nope. Keep going.
Okay. Maybe
nope. I have three so far. Remember?
Mm-hmm.
I got three. Try. Come on.
Hi, guys.
Nope.
This is...
Oh, my God.
You have reached the end of all live greetings.
Damn.
To return to the beginning...
All right, here we go. We're going to go one more time around. Hope I can get to five.
Hi, this is Laura.
Let me keep going.
Well, hello to all you guys out there.
A few more. I got you, Ill Wills. Just two more.
Hello, Colin from...
Y'all made this shit hard. Let me see if we get two more.
You received a private message from...
Four, bitch. Oh, dang. What the fuck is he talking about?
To accept...
Let's see what she got to say. Okay. All right. That's four. That's four. All right. We're about to do friend zone in a second. Hold on. I'll try to make this shit hard for you, boy. God damn. I got four so far. Hold on. And you know I don't never say this, but this is.
Hey.
All right. So what?
Hey, what's up?
I'm going to try to get to the end of these.
I'm Amy.
All right. Hold on.
My name's Jessica.
Oh,
you have received a private.
Five.
I got four so far. Five, hold on. Mm, yeah, I'm
coming. I love Tom. Oh, my home. Oh, oh. I read that zombie. Oh, yeah. Oh.
Okay.
All right, let me go there. All right. All right, that's five. We keep going to the end of the thing.
Hello.
Let me see if I can get to the end of the greets. How many I get? Just going one time around.
Hey there.
I'm about to end this shit. Hold on. Let me see how many I can get to the end of the greets. So far, I got five. Fuck you, bitch. Keep going.
Hi, this is Lily.
Oops.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, shit. Hold on.
To send a private message to this call. Hi, I'm Roxy, and I'm Pete.
So,
you have received a private message
six,
from...
Six.
Roxy's on some Roxy.
Six.
To repeat these options...
Hi, my name is Teresa, and I'm being
sexy. I don't know what the fuck she said, but that's six.
Press one.
All right.
To hear this message again...
All right, I'm about to end this, but I just want to let y'all hear this. It was a struggle, but I got six. All right. Trying to get to the end of the greetings. I'm going to stop when I get to the end. This is two times around. So far, I got six. Oops, here we go. Nope. We're about to do the friend zone in 1 second, guys. Nope, too old. No.
You have received a private message from...
Seven.
To accept. To reply to this message.
I don't know what the fuck she said. I don't know what she said, but almost done.
Okay.
I already got seven, okay?
Hey, fellas.
I said some outlandish shit today.
Hi, guys.
All right. All right, I'm about to cut it off. Yeah. All right, that's it. So I got 7 and 2 rounds, okay? That was it. I don't care. Hey, 7 and 2 rounds. So there you go. Now let's get to the friend zone shit. Guys, I want to call in 515-605-9373. Took a break to go on the chat line to see what I can get. I got 7 and 2 rounds. What? How many minutes was we on for? We was on for how many minutes was that? So guys, let me tell you, we was on the chat line for 18 minutes, and I got 7 women in 18 women in minutes using the shitty stuff that y'all told me. So anyway, let's go to the friend zone thing and let's get into that real quick. Let's start this. Now, y'all know how the friend zone thing goes, guys. The thing is that thank you guys. But no. Hey, somebody, y'all understand. What y'all told me to say is some fucked up shit, but I said it, I owned it, and I got 7, and I don't even say this shit. So imagine what I'd really say if I said some shit, how many y'all get. But yeah, it wasn't on that much. But anyway, so let's go ahead and do the chat line, and let's listen to our first guy. Let's see what he got to say. Here we go, guys.
And I've been best friends with Daniel for about a year. There's just this tingle whenever he walks into the room, and I just can't breathe.
Oh, no, I can't play this one. This is a sad one. These are bitches that's trying to fuck guys, and they get scary. They ain't trying to fuck the bitch. No, I ain't going to play that. I ain't going to play the women because, there was one with this woman. With me.
Yo, Dean, can you hear me? I know I'm probably on mute, but I just want to make sure my phone ain't on mute.
No, you're good. I can hear y'all. Hold on a second. Y'all guys want to call in?
All right, cool. I just making sure my phone ain't on mute.
All right, let me find a good friend zone for y'all real quick that we can play. Let me see here. Okay. What is this?
In an abusive relationship.
No, that's not it. Hold on. Give me a second, guys. I'm trying to find a good friend zone for you. 515-605-9373 is the number. If y'all have a question, call in. Press 1. We got you. Let me go with this one. What is this one right here?
My best friend, Mia. I feel like she's the one for me. I really want to be in a relationship with this girl. Because she's...
Nah, we already heard it from that cupcake. Fuck him. Let's go to this one. You want to be with Mia and shit? Nah, fuck that. Here's this one.
So I'll usually be her little errand boy. I feel like a little, like, puppy dog that just, like, follows her around. She's like, come on, Connor, let's go.
No, we already played that one. Hold on. I'm trying to get a good one, guys, for y'all, man. I'm trying to get one where someone really caking. We'll talk about that. What is K1? Is this one?
I have more respect for men that are like...
Oh, no. We don't want to talk about it. Wait, what is this shit?
Yo, do you see... Play Hogan.
I don't need a pussy man in my life. I have a pussy. I don't need
Damn.
A pussy man. You understand what I'm saying? I need a real
Kim.
Fucking man. Be the Kim, fucking
I,
man.
Kim.
Because that's what attracts me. Like, I know you're real. You're not playing me. You've kept it 1,000 with me from the get-go prior to us getting on the phone. So I know.
Oh, well, we don't need to discuss all that. Hold on. Wow. That's pretty good. Let's see what this one is. Here we go.
What's going on, everybody out there on YouTube? Again, this is Kent. I'm coming at you guys again with another.
Oh, that's a loser. Play that motherfucker. I'm trying to get a good friend zone for y'all. Come on. Yeah, I'm trying to get a good one. Guys, y'all want to call in? You got any questions? Call in. We got you. But what is this? Oh. All right, here we go. I think we got one here. Let me try this one.
How?
Now what?
We've kept you alive. Now you can tell me. How do you keep winning?
No, that's something else. Shit, that's some game right there. Shit. Oh, I got Cupcake Larry's thing. I'm just trying. Hold on a second.
My name is Martrell, and I have been crushing my best friend Haven for 3 years.
you can do a mohawk out of this.
If you like it, I love it. Let's do it.
I met Raven in high school. When I saw her in the hallway, I saw the pink hair. And I went crazy. I was like, okay,
if she can pull that off and I can pull this mohawk off, we're going to be something. You know, it's going to be a nice bun. So I definitely introduced myself.
Well, pink and orange look right together.
I never tried.
It'd be better if I had lime green.
Real recognize real. And that's how it's been since day one. That's it. What we love to do when we hang out is
to listen to music. Also, we like to just eat. We like to eat.
I love how the way she just swings her, you know, rock her hips, and then she just smile at me. I'll be like, what up? And she's like, hey. I'll be like, oh. And then, you know, it'd be a cool mutual feeling that, you know, we both had for each other, and that's what I like about it.
Now, it's going to be a good one. Now, what do y'all see is wrong with that? Again, he is doing things out of his nature, hanging out with her, being playful with her, not really telling her what the fuck he wants to do with her, okay? So let's go to the second one, because eventually she's going to start talking about him. So let's go to the second one. Let's see what we have here.
Hello, sweetheart.
When we hang out, I make her laugh with all of my funny faces.
Oh.
Yeah. The reason I didn't go for it, because she was never single. The guys Raven date were jerks, and I feel like I'm the best man for Raven, because I'll actually treat her like she should be treated, and that's like a queen. I just hate the feeling of knowing we can laugh and we can smile and we can talk all night or all day, and yet I'm not with her. If Raven doesn't have the same feeling that I do, I'll be heartbroken. Just crushed. Like, I'll be hurt. Yeah.
Wait, boy, back up.
Oh, my bad.
Dang, me too.
It's not going to be easy to turn my feelings off and walk away. I can't lose my best friend.
Oh, great.
Today is the day that I am coming out of the friend zone. Quote me on that.
Now, let me... That's very important here. You said some key things. Mm-hmm. He said that I'm not like the other guys she dates. Those guys are jerks. He said that he is nice and he treats her like a queen. Okay. Also, what he said is he talks to her all night and all day, and not one conversation about getting that ass. Y'all see what this is going on? Do y'all see what's happening here?
Yep. Those are fuck me words, Dean.
This motherfucker here, listen. If a woman is dating jerks, you know what I keep telling y'all? Remember this, guys. If a woman is not calling you an asshole, if a woman ain't saying you're misogynistic, if you're not a jerk, if you're not getting called a jerk, an asshole, then you're doing something wrong. And what this guy is saying here is that, you know what? I'm different from the jerks. I'm going to treat her like a queen. I'm going to cut off a tree down, make a pedestal, put her on top of it, and roll fruit at her feet. Now,
and run behind it.
Yeah, but this is the problem. He doing all that cupcake shit, Rob. But let's go to number three. Hold on, let's see if this is her talk.
I mean, that'd be like 3 years ago. No, I'm playing. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? For the ladies. Speaking of ladies, man, guess who I'm trying to get with? Raven. Ray. What's wrong? What'd she do to you?
Like, she has a rap, bro. And like, she's always getting her heart broken. I think you're too good for her, man. Because in the long run, I think she'll end up hurting you.
Because she got hurt so many times, you think she's...
Exactly what it is, bro. Women turn heartless after a while. Man, you can lose a friend, bro.
I can lose her by trying to get with her.
Because what if she denies you? Then when y'all hang out, that's awkward. And then slowly but surely, you'll fade away.
I'm going to still try to go for it. People always change.
Don't say I didn't warn you.
I value his opinion, but it's my life. I get to do what I want to do. So I'm going to just still go for
now,
it.
Now, let me tell you something now. Let me tell you something, man. Let me tell you something. What's up? What time is it Eastern right now? Because I'm at disbelief whether my nigga is live. Boy, yeah, man. Nick, is we on live? But hold on. Here's the thing that I want to say to you guys. It was very important here. I can respect this friend for the first time. Why? Because, see, when you have a friend that really has your back, he's going to tell you a truth that a lot of you guys don't want to hear. This guy has said this bitch has got a rap. She's got man issues. She's got problems. Stayed away from this motherfucking woman. But the thing for a lot of you guys is this. A lot of you guys may go to Crystal Lake knowing Jason's there. There's blood on the fucking wall and shit. You still want to camp there. You do not look at the signs or listen to your friends. And this is why a lot of you guys have problems with women, because y'all don't know what the fuck it is you want. But you but when you have somebody that's a friend, okay, someone that has your back, they're going to tell you this. They're going to say, hey, check this out. She is not right for you. Now, look, if you want to have her as a booty call, have her as a booty call. But this is what I'm saying, man. This is really important for you guys to understand. Listen to what people tell you, okay? Yeah, it's late as fuck, y'all. We up real late, man. Aren't we? Look, we just going to do this friend zone and wrap it up. But we up pretty late. And if y'all want to call in, y'all need to call in, because I'm going to be wrapping this shit up real quick. Now, let's go to number four. I think she is talking about him in this one, maybe. Let's
see. I'm excited to see Raven. I had a dream last night about coming home to Raven, yelling out, honey, I'm home, to her and the two kids and with a nice dog. I feel like she's the one.
My name is Raven. I'm best friends with Martrell. My favorite things about Martrell is somewhat his goofiness, the way he is always smiling no matter what. Where are you guys going?
Now she, hey, y'all hear that shit? Now she talking about how good of a guy this motherfucker is, right? Now he talking about having kids. He talking about being married and all this other stupid shit. Let's see what happens next.
I'm taking her to a restaurant, you know, with live music and stuff.
Let me stop with this shit. You see, look, guys, first day, what is he doing? Already fucking up. You taking someone to a restaurant after your boy says she ain't about ship? Excuse me. I must be getting tired. The boy said she ain't about shit. And yet, this motherfucker's taking to the restaurant. Here we go.
Taking her to a restaurant, you know, with live music and stuff like that. Somewhere we could just, you know, chill and be laid back and have a good time.
As long as you don't have no hood girl, she'll like it.
Should I just walk up and just grab on the butt? Like,
yeah, that's the thing, huh? One thing you do need to work on is saying yo. Yo,
stop
all
saying
time.
Yo.
If you were my date, I'd be like, no. No, you can't just say yo.
Okay.
Especially how you be saying it, like, all the time.
All right. I shall, like, show my funny face. I always do.
See, yeah, no. That's what I'm mean. Huh? Okay, no, don't do that. Just be how we be. Like, if be cool with us. Just make sure you dress to impress.
Look presentable. I'm representing my family. Me.
You representing me, boy.
Hey, oh, there you go. Hey, I'm representing you. Okay. My bad. I am taking her advice and what she got to say so everything can go smooth. I want to show her I can be her Prince Charming. I can be there for her.
Y'all hear? Look, yeah, hey, Rob, you hit it. She likes thugs. She likes jerks. She likes assholes. And this motherfucker does the worst thing that you can ever do. You're about to go on a date with a woman, but you're asking a woman advice. Should took her to the drive. Yeah, hey, dog. Exactly. You don't take her to dinner. Hey, I'd take her to the drive-thru at Wendy's. You can tell this woman ain't about shit. You can hear it in her voice. She ain't about shit. But he talking about treating her like a queen. So let's hear the next thing. What happened?
Marshall, come on, boy.
Here I come.
She got to earn that spot.
It's fine.
Okay, from a 1 to 10, how do I look?
Look about a 8.5.
8.5? What's the half?
No, a 9. No, I mean, you good enough. You good enough.
Now you're going to
get
fired for me. Yeah. I'm so nervous right now. If she rejects me, I don't know how I would just face her again. It'll never be the same again between us.
Do you hear this shit? Do you hear this shit? How do I look? An 8.5? Bitch, I don't give a fuck what you think. Why the fuck do y'all start? Man, why do y'all care what these fucking women think? Fuck with these women. Hold on, let me bring in 267 real quick before we finish up this friend zone. 267, did you have a question real quick, big dog?
Yes, sir. Yeah, what up, Steve?
What's good with you, man?
I got, I'm a subscriber. I got conversation class 101 and fucking 101. But,
yes, sir.
I have a question. I'm in between, like, crazy hours right now. Like, my hours are, like, 4 p.m. to 2 a.m., and I'm doing heavy overtime. So, it's like, I'm only kind of resorting to, like, online dating. And I'm actually glad you're on at this time because I just recently got up. Yeah, I'm only, like, resorting to, like, online dating as well, only booty call hours at this point. That's my time to be up. So, it's like, how would I go about setting up a profile, you know what I'm saying, like, on an online way? Versus being out.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Always, I know that it's pathetic. No, not you, dog. Chris was talking about the thing. No, but hey, 267, check this out. Always remember this, okay, man? This is why the thing that we always tell you is the way you think, how you behave, what you say on the phone, and what you text all should be the same thing. Meaning, 267, it doesn't matter if you set up a profile. It's the same thing that will come out of your mouth. If you're going to check something or put something really fit, it's the same thing. So don't switch up and try to be what you think they want you to be. You need to put your bid in and let them know why. Like I always told you, like seeing this with the sex thing classes, I'm going to break that down. But every time I begin 267, always the first thing I say is I'm not him. That's the first thing I fucking say, no matter what it is, because I'm going to show you why I'm not him through what I'm going to say about my profile. But here's the thing, 267. If you're taking a conversation class one and you're doing the homework assignments, then you should be able to get across more about you than any other guy, because what are the homework assignments about? About you, right?
Right.
So that's when you need to let them know what is it great for right now, what's great about you. What are your best features and what the fuck are you looking for? But you got to be 1,000 with them, okay?
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah, all right, but go up.
Well, I'm sorry, what was that?
I said, all right, good looking.
All right, no doubt, man. We'll throw you back in the queue, but thanks for calling, Big Dog. But, hey, look, do the homework. And utilize that, but also be real with them. And make sure you throw in you a drama-free motherfucker. Not motherfucker, but a drama-free man, okay?
Right, always.
I'm sorry?
I said right, always.
You say right order?
Always.
Oh, okay, cool. Okay, all right, we'll throw you back in, big dog. Yeah, but let me finish up. All right, no doubt, respect. We got two more friend zones to play before we wrap this shit up. But let's play. Now this is I think he's taking the drive to go on the date.
I'm going to try something I've never tried before.
I'm scared to try something new. This is just crazy.
Like, finally somebody stepped up to the plate and want to show you a good side of a real man.
I gotta get it.
Wait, I'm sorry. Let him wait. We've got the part. Whiskey, hold on. He's about
ready?
To tell.
Ready.
I'm ready.
Are you sure?
I'm nervous, but I'm ready.
Okay, don't be nervous, but make sure you do not say yo. Give a compliment.
Wait. I gotta tell you.
All right, here we go.
This is not a blind date.
Why
this
not?
This date is actually for me and you.
Why?
And I hate that how you know your ex-boyfriend treated you, and I like for you to get treated right. And I, of course, I love your fashion.
Okay.
Your hair, your cute smile,
okay.
You know, your laugh. Like, that's how I feel about you. I want to be with you. So, do you really want to go on this date with me? I mean,
you
tell
funny.
Me how you feel.
You got me all.
No.
I don't know how I feel. I don't know. Let's see how the date goes.
You like to
letting them down easy.
All right, let's go.
I don't want to take no pity date from Raven. I want a full, I like you too. I can't believe you had the same feelings as me. Like, I want her to actually feel like I feel right now.
This is scary to be my state right here.
Do y'all understand what y'all guys put yourselves through?
I'm still learning. 6 months in. We're our own biggest enemy. Yo.